Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
You are now tuned into Chaos Radio with your host, Derek Oliver.
Oliver.
We thank the Lord. We honor you tonight, oh God. Mighty are the works of your hands, God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 With the covenant, with the suffering, that right first. Hallelujah. 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 You provide the fire. I'll provide the fire. You pour out the spirit. I will open up the sky. You provide the fire. I'll provide the sacrifice. You pour out your spirit. I will open up the sky. Heal me. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, fill me. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know what you come to do tonight, but I come to bless his holy name. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God is yet worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, I don't know what to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. We thank the Lord for being here on tonight. Amen. In honor of our bishop. Amen. Bishop Omar Zachary. Hallelujah. We honor him. Amen. In his absence on tonight. Amen. We thank God for our leadership team. Amen. All the elders and ministers, evangelists. Amen. We honor God for you tonight. Thank you for joining. Thank you for tuning in. We thank God for you on tonight. If you're listening, amen, by way of Facebook Live. Amen. Why don't you go ahead and go bless somebody and tell them that there's a word in the house on tonight. Amen. We thank God for Elder Oliver on tonight. Amen. And his beautiful wife tonight. Amen. Those that may be listening on Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Amen. I just came to encourage your heart tonight that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen. I don't know what you may be dealing with on tonight, what you may be going through on tonight. Amen, but he's a healer, he's a deliverer, he's a way maker, he's a miracle worker. Hallelujah, I don't know about you, but I just tried him, and I found him to be all right. Hallelujah, if you're listening in the prison, God is a way maker. Hallelujah, he's a forgiving God on tonight. There's nothing that you've done that you can't go to God for forgiveness. Amen, why don't you turn it over to the Lord and let him work it out for you on tonight. Amen. For those, amen, that's usually late for church, amen, you might miss out on tonight. Amen. As I said earlier, amen, we thank God for my husband, amen, my Bishop Omar Zachary, amen. He had some things he had to do on tonight, so I got to get on out of here and get what God gave me. Amen. Good evening, Evangelist Stokes. Amen. Good to see you. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and go forth in the word of God. I pray that you open your heart. Over your minds, amen. Let's not just be hearers of the word, but let's also be doers of the word on tonight. So we welcome you here tonight to Bishop Omar Zachary Ministries, amen, and family. We thank God for you. I thank God for all five of my children, amen, that's here tonight, and my extended daughter that's here tonight, amen. My other child, Kiana, she's here with us tonight, amen, amen. Her mother, amen, we thank God for her and for her grandmother, been knowing them a long time. So, yes, that's my child. I'll see how old she is. Amen. That's my extended baby. Amen. Good evening, sis. Good evening, Sister Jan. God bless you. Amen. So, y'all pray for me. Pray with me. Amen. I promise you I won't be before you long. Amen. I know we say that, but sometimes, you know, we get kind of long-winded. Amen. But we got to go where we got to be tonight. Amen. But that's not going to stop or hinder the word of God. Because if we ever needed a word before, we need it right now in this time. So I just came to encourage your hearts on tonight just for a short period of time. Amen. And so if you, those that have your Bible, amen, I'll be coming from 1 Thessalonians. I'll be reading verse number 15 through 18, and I'll go back to verse number 18 where I'll take my topic. Amen. All right. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 15. And it reads, "See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice." Come on, somebody shout, rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. You may not see the outcome right now, but just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Scripture says, pray without ceasing. And last verse number 18, reads, "In everything, give thanks." Come on, somebody say, "In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God." I don't know what you think your will is for your life, but "for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Hallelujah. So I'm going to take my topic from verse number 18. "In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus," in whom? "In Christ Jesus concerning you." My topic. for tonight. Amen. Something just to encourage your heart. Not nothing too hard, not nothing too deep. Amen. To make you feel good. But tonight my topic is, Lord, I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, tell somebody. Say, Lord, I just want to thank you. So, Lord, I just came by to tell you thank you. Why? Because you've been so good to me. Hallelujah. You made a way out of no way. When there was darkness, God, you was my light. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We thank you for all your many blessings. God, forgive us through obstacles that we may have faced that allowed us to forget to stop what we were doing just to tell you thank you. God, we ask for forgiveness, God, for allowing the cares of our life and the cares of this world to stop us from telling you thank you. God, we want to bless your holy name tonight. And God, I ask you to move me out the way. And God, you have your way. Let your will be done on tonight. In your son Jesus' name I pray. And the church say amen. Amen. All right, so our topic tonight is, Lord, I just want to thank him. And my subtopic tonight is, let's just take the tithe. Come on, tell somebody, say, let's just take the tithe. What are we going to take time out to do? To tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. And I'm in every event or circumstance, the Christian is to give thanks to God for the good he can bring out of a bad situation. There's a song out there that says, everything that happened to me that was good, God did. God did. Some of the things that happened bad, God allowed it. Hallelujah. Yeah. So the good he can bring out of the event, even if the event be unpleasant, the constant attitude of prayer mentioned in verse 17 will help the believer to maintain gratitude in the face of adversity. Well, what does it mean to give thanks? Or to tell someone, thank you. What does that mean? Well, it's a polite expression used when acknowledging a gift, service, or a compliment, or accepting or refusing an offer. I have trained my children, when people do things for you or bless you or gift you with something, you should always say what? You should always say thank you to show your appreciation. In my opinion, it may not be your opinion, those that are watching through Facebook Live or listen to Chaos Blog Talk Radio. It may not be your opinion. But in my opinion, it's rude not to say thank you when someone has went out of their way or just took a moment to consider you. So, you should always show your appreciation. As I said, it's rude not to say thank you, but we tolerate people's lack of gratitude / manners. Some people take everything that you do for them for granted. Is anybody out there that can witness that? It can be your children. It can be your parents. It can be anybody, your coworkers, your supervisor, whoever it is. Some people just expect for you to do it. And being that they know you're going to come through, oh, I know he got that. Oh, I know Evangelist Stokes is going to handle that. Oh, I know Deacon Berman is going to handle that. Oh, I know Elder Bluett's going to handle that. So, therefore, they know, they assume that you're going to handle it. They're so used to you coming through to where they forget to show their appreciation just to say thank you. So, we tolerate people's lack of gratitude. Some people take everything that you do for them for granted because that's what they expect. for you to do. And sometimes that may make us feel to a point like, you know what? They don't appreciate it, so I'm not going to do it anymore. Even with our own children, I only can speak for mine. But for my children, if we have done something and keep doing it, okay, I just bought this and you don't appreciate it, you didn't say that, you know what? You won't get it again. Come on. Do I have a witness out there? So, listen, how does that make you feel? How does that make you feel when you know that you went out your way or you spent your last? Not that we are trying to get the glory from what we did, because we do it as unto the Lord. But our human self will say, you know what? They ain't even appreciated. But if you see that your children or someone appreciates what you do, you want to keep on blessing them because it makes them happy, but not only that, it makes you happy doing it and giving it to them. So how does that make you feel when someone does not say thank you? But even greater, how do you think the Lord feels when he has brought you from a mighty long way? He's covered you and your children. He's healed your body. He's made a way when there was no way. He opened doors that men closed in your face when they said, no, you don't have the right credentials. You know, you're not educated enough to have this job. But the Lord opened up that door, and now you're walking in that. Come on now. But we don't take the time out to tell the Lord, thank you. So how do you think the Lord feels when he has brought you out and you have the audacity not to open up your mouth and say, thank you? God, I thank you. We're just going to take time out. Can I just get somebody to tell the Lord, thank you? Come on, what am I thanking him for, God? I don't know what. God, you wrote this chapter. You wrote this book. God, you are the author and you are the finisher of my faith. So right now, can't no man, can't no woman put a period. Oh, my God, where you put a comma, because, God, you're still writing my story. But, God, encourage your people's heart tonight just to stop by and say thank you. Come on, I got to get ready to get out of here. So never forget the God that you serve. He was the same God that delivered you. Some people they had addictions. Yeah, you may not be addicted to drugs. You may not be addicted to alcohol. You may not be addicted to those things that we consider major. But we have some addictions, and we can say, if it had not been for the Lord, who is on my side, tell me where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord, tell me where would I be? When I begin to think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, since the bells in my soul, my soul cries out, hallelujah. So to the point when I look back over my life and I see the way I came, God brought me to the sunshine and he brought me to the rain. Sometimes we get caught up in life situations and we forget to take time to tell God, thank you. We wake up in the morning to get ready to go brush our teeth and wash our bodies, but we don't say thank you. So tonight I take time to tell the Lord thank you. Sister Tiara, we want to take time to tell the Lord thank you. When I was sick in my body and I thought I couldn't get well, I forgot to tell the Lord thank you while I was in my sickness, but God
Thank you.
Touch the elder blue and God in the name of Jesus and his wife, God.
What's gonna go on? But God, I thank you.
Amen. But those that want to be a blessing to our bishop on tonight, amen, from Bishop Omar Zachary Ministries, amen, you may not have had a chance to give on Sunday, or you may have, or you just want to bless him and be a blessing to him again, amen, you can cash out him at money sign O for Omar, Z for Zachary, 264. Amen. Amen. But I thank God. I love you all. I miss you. Amen. So I'm sending out virtual hugs and kisses. Amen. To our evangelistic team. Amen. Lady Zachary loves you dearly. Amen. I miss you all. To our elders, our ministers. Amen. And to my dear sisters. Amen. To all my dear sisters that's out there listening. Amen. I was trying to see some of the names, but this waiting, look, it's not working. Amen. But I did see Sister Belcher and Sister Lucy and Sister Tiara. All my beloved sisters in Christ. Amen. As I send out the text, my sisters and my daughters. Amen. I thank God for you all. I love you. Amen. And yes, you are God alone. God don't need no help. He can do whatever he needs to do by himself. And that's what gets us in trouble, because we try to help God. God don't need no help. Hallelujah. Hey, he's God, and he's God alone. But I'm going to go ahead and get out your way on tonight. Amen. Thank you to Elder Oliver. Amen. And all of those that are listening on tonight by Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Sometimes it's us. We stand in our own way. But you know what? You can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. So continue to be in prayer for my husband, for my family. Amen. That the God that we serve, that he keeps us and strengthens us through a trying time. We've been back to school. Y'all can start. Oh, you have to stop this already. But we have started back to school, and we don't have as many students. Amen. But just continue to pray for Pastor and I. Amen. That he keeps any diseases and sicknesses, all these things away from us. Amen. And we are essential workers. And then for those that are listening out there, amen, that are also essential workers, amen, we pray God's blessing and his blood over your life tonight. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Amen. I said, if anybody log on to 8 o'clock, you missed it. Amen. So share. They can watch it later. But, amen, we love you. We thank God for you. We may not be able to get together. Amen. But just know that Pastor and I, amen, Bishop and I, we love you all dearly. And we're going to continue to hold up the bloodstained banner in a trying time such as this. So remember, I don't care what you're going through or what you may be faced against, we still got to stop and tell the Lord, thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I have done what thus said the Lord, and we thank you. And I pray that someone was blessed, touched, amen, or reminded to give you thanks in spite of, and to give you glory. I don't care if it's in the grocery store or at the gas station, to where they just do a praise, God, that they will serve you and they will just lift their hands and tell you thank you. God, we bless you and we honor you on tonight. Those that are listening, God, give them their heart's desire. If it's your will, because in everything, we give you thanks, but this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Y'all come on, help me. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, that's Papa, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. God bless you. We love you.